It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. There are sometimes religious references in hip-hop, but one apparently played a prominent role in laying the foundations of the genre. WNYC's Andy Mai explains.
If you listen to the pioneers of rap, you'll hear prominent references to Islamic culture.
Yo, I grabbed a pen from Revenge and Lucy, like Muslims standing on a block rocking the kufi.
This rhyme was designed for a fighting ball. We got to
take them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Assalamu alaikum.
Many of these artists are heavily influenced by the Nation of Islam and 5% Nation. But how did Islam become intertwined with what is now the most listened to genre in the country? Zahir Ali is the oral historian at the Brooklyn Historical Society. He says these references have always been there.
In the late 80s, early 90s, if you were to, say, walk around New York City riding the subway, you would see people wearing Africa medallions or Malcolm X paraphernalia, people reading the Final Call newspaper, which was a newspaper of the Nation of Islam. And I think reflects the resonance of these messages in the communities.
As hip-hop continued to evolve in the 90s, even non-Muslim rappers were embracing the vernacular. Wes Jackson is the founder of the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival. He says some rappers didn't even know their lyrics were being influenced.
The end of every rap song, everybody says, all right, peace, you know, as a salutation. Well, that's from Assalamu Alaikum, Wa Alaikum Assalam. Like, we were taking that, and there was so much language that we took that you didn't realize it because, again, it was just in the air.
In much of today's rap, religion isn't exactly a central focus. Ali says artists who identify as Muslim might not be looking to preach about their religion. They are, however, expressing themselves in other ways.
I don't think people are upholding themselves as, you know, necessary models in a sense, but they're being just very honest about the nature of their struggle as an artist. And for the most part, I think people can connect with that.
But both say no matter where the genre goes from here, Islam will always be at its core. Andy Mai, WNYC News.